Hey, good morning, everyone. We're back, and we do have a special guest joining us this morning, and it's good morning, Chris O'Hara. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Sorry to get you up so early, bud. Did you go to SHOT Show?
Yeah, I did. SHOT Show was really, really good. I've been there several times, and I'd say it was probably the best one I've ever been to.
Great, great. What's new and exciting in the firearms industry?
Well, funny you should say that. There's actually a new rifle out by Thompson Center. It's really unique. We're lucky to have the opportunity to work with them actually as a sponsor. And
let me introduce you first of all. Chris O'Hara, ladies and gentlemen, is the events coordinator and whatever else your title is of the Harrisburg, the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, coming up in February, right?
Yep, that's what I do.
That's right. He's the main man behind everything up there. So if anybody wants to throw rocks at you, now's the time, right?
Yeah, it would be the time to do it.
Give you plenty of time to heal till the show gets here. No, I don't think there's any rocks going to be thrown. It's a fabulous show up there in Harrisburg. So, but anyway, Thompson Center Rifle, what's going on with that?
Okay, well, yeah, they reached out to me before the SHOT Show, actually, to talk about the signage and so on and so forth, and they hinted that there was a new gun they were releasing. So I got a chance to go over to the booth and visit with Craig Cushman, who's their marketing guru over there, and he showed me the gun. And we're lucky enough that they've chosen the Eastern Sports and Outdoors Show as the launch for it, for this new gun to consumers. And what it is it's an all new gun that it's center fire bolt action rifle with interchangeable barrels.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's when you think, okay, what about accuracy and all these other kinds of things? When you watch them tear it apart and put it back together, the first thing is anybody can do it in less than 2 minutes. Probably not the first time. It might take you a few more minutes than that to get used to doing it. But I watched a salesman, and he said, and I know the guy, he's like, hey, this is only the second time I've done this. And he actually tore it down, put it back together in about 2 minutes.
No kidding.
Everything uses torque wrenches. It all locks down. It's guaranteed 1-inch MOA at 100 yards with no matter what barrel change you put on it.
Let me ask you now. Okay, that's very interesting. But does the scope stay on the receiver?
Yes, actually it does.
So the scope stays on the receiver. The only thing that changes is the barrel.
Yeah. So you can actually, I got to remember how this works now. Actually.
But you can go from a 270 to a 243 to a 30-06 to a 300 Win Mag. I mean, just by buying the extra barrels. Okay. And the scope stays the same.
Well, I'm trying to remember if the scope stays on the barrel or the action. I can't exactly.
Okay. Well, regardless, it's a breakdown rifle. It's a new concept, and Thompson Center is happy to introduce it.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a huge hit. It's really interesting. It's really neat.
Cool. Okay. Well, good. We'll come up and see it.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. So good. Good deal, man. So. Well, tell us some of the exciting events at the Harrisburg show, at the Eastern Sports Show in Harrisburg.
Well, we have
dozens of personalities. Start with the personalities. Who's coming this year?
Who's coming this year? We've got some new additions. Greg and Jake Miller from In Pursuit TV are going to be there. We've got Jimmy Houston coming this year for the Fisherman. He's new to us this year. Hank Parker will be back, along with him, and Dave Zanda, great fisherman guy, some really, really good experts.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's a hoot, man, and so's Hank. I've had occasion to talk with Hank a few times, Hank Parker, and Jimmy Houston I know a little bit better, but matter of fact, I think there's a picture on my website with Jimmy and I. But anyway, yeah, he's a fun guy. Good.
Yeah. Like I said, Greg and Jake will be there. Ralph and Vicky Cianciarulo will be there. We did get lucky enough that Jim Shockey's going to be there for 2 days on February 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And a new addition this year that comes through one of our retailers, the Trop Gun Shop, is Craig Boddington.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm super excited to have Craig there. I mean, some people may not be familiar with him, but if you're into guns, if you're into safari, into hunting in Africa and stuff, you know who he is. And he's actually been highly requested by our attendees for the last several years. So I'm really
Craig Boddington, I believe our Senator John Astle here from Anne Arundel County actually hunted with Craig Boddington. I'm pretty sure he took a big croc with Craig and some other game. So, yeah, We're familiar with Craig, and I good name. I mean, immediate name recognition when it comes to guns and Africa and that type of thing. So he'll be a hit, no question.
Yeah, I think he will too. And like I said, there's, you know, Lee and Tiffany Lukowski, and just, you know, the lineup goes on and on and on. The guys from Primos will be there.
Who's Lee Lukowski?
Oh yeah, that's Tiffany's husband. Oh yeah.
Okay, I remember. Okay.
Yeah. I think a big hit guy that we had there a couple years ago, and he just packed him in, standing room only, was Randy Anderson from Primos. He'll be back. It's his first time in a couple years. He'll be back. And
cool.
Man, he really packed him in for his Predator seminar.
Good. Yep. That's, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you know this or not, but guys from Pennsylvania actually come down here, Chris. And I know you hunt Maryland every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys from, like, what is it, Fox Pro or one of those companies actually come into Maryland because one of the highest concentration of red fox is here in Baltimore County. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the country. Yep, exactly. I have a friend. I have a friend who's trapped 8 acres this year down in one of the counties on the Eastern Shore. Has taken 31 foxes off of 8 acres.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. There's lots of them. No question about it. That's why there's no pheasant, for one reason.
Well, that's true too.
Yep. So. Well, good.
The guys from Foxborough will be at the show.
Yep.
Al Morris will be coming out from Utah, and Abner Druckenmiller. They're great guys.
Good.
To work with those guys too. So.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So there's basically something for everyone. I mean, you got the personalities.
Oh, yeah.
You've got what's going on in the arena that people can go and sit down and watch a show. What's happening there?
Actually, we got something new in there this year. We have our usual dog training demos.
Right.
We've got our guys from the falconry group, you know, that do the birds of prey. But
right.
We've also got a guy this year. It's called Southeastern Reptile Rescue.
Right.
And we did this because we know the kids really love this kind of stuff, and I just think it's interesting. I personally am definitely afraid of snakes, but the guy's going to have...
I'll keep that in mind. You shouldn't have told me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the guys can have a lot of native snakes from Pennsylvania and from the Northeast, and you know, of course, they'll just talk about, you know, show the snake, talk about them, what to do, what not to do, you know, and how to recognize them and all those kinds of things.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, people need to know what the difference between a common water snake and a copperhead, you know, that type of thing, and what to look for and the signs and that type of thing. That's pretty cool. Actually, snake identification and things like that. Pennsylvania, I think, has more venomous snakes than Maryland. Maybe we have some rattlers in the western part, but, you know.
We've got rattlers and copperheads, so.
Yep. I've encountered both. So, yep, it's great. Dates of the show, Chris?
February 4th to the 12th.
4th through the 12th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what exit off of 83?
Cameron Street exit off of 81, actually.
81, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, you know what I've been doing the last couple of years? I've been going and taking the bus.
Go to Bass Pro Shop
in Harrisburg. Take the bus. It is the easiest, simplest thing you'll ever want to do. You don't have to drive into that mess. It takes a few minutes longer, but maybe not, because I've also sat in those backup traffic jams for an hour and a half, you know?
Yep.
So
we're working on getting more signage out on the highways and getting more, and getting some state police officers that are going to be working with us just to get people to slow down in some certain areas and get them off at some different exits so that all the traffic doesn't go to the complex itself. There's some ways to get to our off-site parking lots that most out-of-towners don't know.
Right.
And we're going to be directing them people to get to those exits, to get to those parking lots without going through the complex. So
yep. We're
hoping that'll relieve a little bit of that. And like you said, go to Bass Pro Shops. It's free to park over there. You can go over there and ride the bus over. So
yeah, free to park. It takes a couple bucks to get on the bus and head over there. But I'll tell you what, it's well worth it. You know, well worth it. So that's the way I've been going the last few years. So cool, man. Anything else you want to tell us about the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Chris?
You know, I tell everybody that if you want to get all the information on the show and you want to buy your tickets and save a couple bucks, so you can get a discount and buy them online, go to easternsportshow.com. The full seminar schedule is there. The full lineup of celebs is there. You know, directions to parking. You can plan your day before you come to the show. Use our Map Your Show program. Plan out your entire day, who you want to see, where you want to go, what you want to do. And like I said, you can get your tickets online. That way you save money, and you get in quicker at the show when you get there by having a prepaid ticket.
Prepaid ticket, absolutely. Yep, that's the way to do it. All right, man. Appreciate it. Chris, thanks for getting up early and joining us this morning. Got any more hunting planned for this year?
Well, my dad retired last year, so him and I are going to go on a turkey hunt in the spring, and then I'll probably do with some of my other traditional turkey hunts. I do. I always go to North Carolina every year and hunt with Kerry Earnhardt and some guys that I know down there. Or our buddy Tim Bloodworth. I go down and hunt with Tim and Kerry.
Oh, do you? Tim's a good guy. Yeah, have you talked to him lately?
Just saw him and shot him and Kerry at SHOT Show.
Oh, I got you.
And they're actually going to come up to Eastern Sports Show because Kerry's getting into the outdoor industry now too. So.
Oh, good. Sounds good.
We got some turkey hunts planned. Maybe we're going to go to Texas, kill a pig or two with some turkey. So
cool. Well, you're a young guy, Chris. You take advantage of every opportunity. That's what I tell people. Don't get old like me. You know, because then you got to watch.
You hunt more than I do. You're
all right, buddy. I'll see you up at the show. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. Chris O. Whoop. There we go. All right. Let's talk to, how about that? Let's talk to John in Ellicott City. Good morning, John. How you doing? Thanks for holding on for so long. You still there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm still here. That's
thanks,
fine.
Man.
You watch what you're saying about old men there.
I am one.
You, buddy.
Huh? I am one. What do you mean?
Hey, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, I meant to ask you. I picked up a copy of the magazine this year when I was hunting.
Yeah.
I flipped that sucker open, and here's an article by Dick McCallum.
Yep.
How's he doing? I haven't seen him.
Vic is doing great, John. I actually went up to and stayed with him for a couple days. He and Barb, and all the Pomeranians. Let's say there are four of them, and we actually stayed at his house. We got there Monday late in the afternoon, and we spent Tuesday together, and Wednesday we actually did some duck hunting. We did some eider duck hunting out on the one of the bays out of Round Pond with 10 Mile Guide Service at Clifton Ames, and we had a great time. And Vic is doing right well, and he's going to be writing another story. I have it. He's written another story for us for the next issue. So
good deal. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yep, good guy.
Very good. Where does he have his stool with all the signatures on it?
That is in a place of honor. I did see that. Yes, indeed. Are you one of the signers?
I'm one of the signers.
There you go. Good for you.
I imagine there's not too much. You probably can't see too much paint on that stool.
No, you can't. No. Vic, the guy we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, was the Hunter Safety Education Coordinator, ran the whole program, Hunter and Boat Safety, here in Maryland for a number of years. And the volunteer instructors, when he retired, got this chair, and they all signed it. And it is very prominent at Vic's place. And
I figured he'd have it there, somewhere there.
Oh yeah, he did indeed. So
good man, Vic.
Yep.
I thought I'd just check with you because everybody that I've talked to who hear things through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Said that he has really helped the program up there.
He has. He's helped enhance the main hunter safety education program. He has, I think, one or two counties that he runs. He's got some good helpers. Good volunteers and has really made a difference up there in the main program. So as much good as he did here for Maryland, he's continuing to do the same thing up in Maine. So we know the guy's got the skill to do it.
That's right. It's not surprising that he would go in and really improve something.
Exactly.
Good man.
Yes, sir. Okay, John.
Hey, take care now.
Thanks for waiting. I appreciate it. Take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye bye. There he goes. John in Perry Hall. You still with me? John? Hello, John in Perry Hall. Calling John in Perry Hall. Give us a call back. Sorry about that. He had to drop off. I understand that. Had to hold through the break. Nobody knew that Chris was coming except me. So, and I didn't tell anybody. It's always nice to hear from Chris O'Hara. He's a good guy. Chris and I worked together for a couple of years. He and I had the same position with the same company. And Chris moved on, and I moved on, and so he wound up running the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, and I wound up doing the radio show. So, good guy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I got to tell you about, let's see, where's my stuff? Hold on, Pat. All right. Here it is right here. Here's a great event. Allen & Marshall Auctions, proud to present the 6th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction and Sale on Friday night, February 3rd. Not only that, but it's going to be continued on Saturday, February 4th, 2012. If you're going down the ocean, get down tonight early and swing by the auction. It's in Parsonburg, just outside Salisbury, 8000 Isham Road, if that's how you say it. But February 3rd, Friday night, and Saturday, February 4th, be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. Over 400 quality firearms, plus four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, ammunition to be auctioned off during this two-day event. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum and no reserve. If you've never bought at auction before, now is the time, because you won't want to miss this incredible auction event. People love auctions. I like gun auctions. I think they're great. And I think you can probably get a great gun at a good price. For more information, call 410-835-0384 or visit amauctions.com. Allen & Marshall Auctions, Allen & Marshall Auctions. If you want to Google that and find the directions and everything else, you can. But visit the website, too. That's pretty easy. amauctions.com. Allen & Marshall Auctions is located at 8000 Isham Road in Parsonburg, Maryland. That's just outside Salisbury. So there you go. That number, 410-835-0384, amauctions.com.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. We have all seen it, or something like it. It's a 32-page pamphlet, which takes a solid 30 minutes to read closely, and companies are also designing their user agreements to include blocks of all capital letters, sometimes for pages at a time. Now, you might think that would make it easier to read, but Missy Sullivan at SmartMoney.com says think again.
It's actually, according to type experts and vision experts, much, much harder. It's actually a way that companies hide information because it's so blocky and it reads so consistently that it's hard to penetrate visually.
Bottom line, Missy says many companies are using fine print and other visual maneuvers to stack the deck against their customers, and there's a lot more of it than there was just a few years ago. But some are pushing back. A group called Transparency Labs is launching an online database using algorithms to translate this stuff into ninth grade level text. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Who's the conservative that can beat Obama? Newt Gingrich. Here's Michelle Bachmann on Newt in 2008.
He made an indelible mark that literally changed the course of the United States.
With Newt, we balanced the budget, cut taxes, and created 11 million jobs. Newt changed history once. He can do it again. Go with Newt, the proven conservative who can beat Obama.
Newt Gingrich, thank you. What a treat, Speaker.
Paid for by Winning Our Future, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FD.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission's $10, NRA members $8, kids under 9 admitted free with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680 WCPN. water, a cormorant cries, a wood duck song serenades a sunrise. Black coffee warms my lips, ain't gonna get any better than this.
All right, let's talk to John in Perry Hall, who called back, says the line dropped off. That happens, John. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Fine.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and say good morning, and congratulations on your successful deer hunt. Later.
Oh, I'll tell you what. you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I dropped that one deer, and I was sitting there, and I decided rather than call the hunt coordinator, I'd text him, let him know there was a deer. I started to shake. I started to shake, and I couldn't stop shaking. And I had to really get myself under control. It wasn't because I was cold either. I was like, man, I haven't had that in a long time. So I guess maybe if you go through a little dry spell, you know, the excitement's still there. The adrenaline rush was just right there under the surface. All it took was a good, successful hunt. It was pretty cool.
Sometimes it'll still hit me from time to time. Looky here, I'm gonna take a young man hunting today. I'm gonna take him up to. I wondered if you ever been up to Mason-Dixon Hunting Farms in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I got a place up where we go. Jerry and Michelle Walker.
Uh huh.
Just across Middletown Road there, up in the PA.
Yeah, I know where it is. Sure,
so,
sure.
I'm looking forward to taking a young man up there.
I'll tell you what, that was the first hunt that my grandson and I did was on a shooting preserve. We went to. We went up to Bill and Gail Reines' place up in Pennsylvania. It's called Hopewell Pheasantry. And Bill was just very patient with Jacob. He actually went to the barn. He got his clay launcher out. He shot some clay birds out there. He stood on the platform and watched Jake shoot and told him where he was shooting and how he was shooting. He put the birds out. We went out, and Jake actually went out and made a good shot on a big, big, giant cockbird with a big, long tail on it. So that worked out really, really well. And
I took the boy to Lock Raven yesterday at the Skeeton Track Club, and he shot around. He's getting better.
That's good. How old is he?
14, 15. He's a friend's son at work.
Yep.
Of course, the father liked to hunt, so I started taking him hunting. He's a nice kid, and
yep.
He's enjoying himself.
Yep. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But, yeah, a pheasant hunt is always a good – it's always a good shoot. It's a controlled situation, you know, and it's good. I'm glad you're doing that. That's a great way to introduce a kid. That's for sure.
I have one question for you, Alan. This is a question that every hunter can answer different.
Okay.
What is your favorite caliber for deer hunting, and what's your favorite bullet weight?
My favorite caliber for deer hunting in a high-powered rifle is a 270.
270.
And the bullet weight is a 140 grain hand load. I like the ballistic tip the best. If I have to go with a PowerPoint or something like that, I'm fine with that. I have a box or two of hollow point 270 140 grains loaded. I have never shot a deer with. And
I like them 270, son.
I do like the 270. I've killed a lot of deer with a 270. It's a very effective gun. I've killed three deer over 400 yards with that gun with factory ammo. And I just have always been, I've always enjoyed the performance of the 270. I really have.
It'll reach out.
It will reach out. I determined that because I like my 270 so much, I did not take that on my antelope hunt. I didn't want anything to happen to it. If anything could possibly happen on an airline, I didn't want it to happen to my 270. So I left it home. I've had the same Ruger, 77 in 270. Since I'm 57, I got it when I was 28 or 29 years old.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, and here's how it came about, real quick. My dad had a broom handle Mauser, 30 caliber semi-automatic Mauser, a German gun that was prevalent in the Bolshevik Revolution. Wound up in the hands of the Japanese during World War II. He took it from a dead officer. He had a leather holster. It did not have the nine on the handle. It was a standard gun. I traded that gun back then. Dad gave it to me, and I had fired it, and you know it wasn't for me. I traded it on a 125th anniversary Smith & Wesson 45 Colt or 45. I don't know if it was what it was, whether it was long cold or whatever it was, in a commemorative box. The gun was engraved. I took it over to the Army-Navy store in Oakland, down in Oakland, Maryland, down by Deep Creek Lake, and I showed it to a guy, and he said he wanted it. I said, well, what will you trade me for it even up? He said, what do you want? I said, I want a rifle. I said, I want a scope. I want a sling, and I want a box of bullets. And he said, done. And we did the Ruger 270 with the sling and the bullets and the case and the whole deal, Leopold scope on it, traded that gun even up for this deer rifle, and I've had it ever since. And I'll tell you what, one shot to sight it in every year. It is just a solid, solid deer machine. I love it. How's that?
That's a good answer. I used a 270 for a long time, but I have several different calibers.
So what do you like now?
Because I'm about your age now.
Yeah.
And I started, I picked up a 7 M08.
Oh, that's a good gun.
It's a sweet little thing. They don't kick. They don't weigh much. Well, they're about the same weight.
Right.
They just don't kick much.
Yeah, good.
And you still use a 139 grain bullet.
Yep.
But I got my 270 and I got my 7M. I got a whole bunch of them. But
yeah, I mean, I've taken deer with a 28. My dad's 284. I've taken my deer with that. I've taken a lot of deer with a 270. 300 Win Mag. I've used that for deer. Just because I have occasion every now and then to reach out and touch one way out there. And, I like the 300. I like to put a deer down and, without having it get away. And I like it. So the 257 Weatherby that Jacob actually won at an elk banquet, took that to Wyoming and took the two pronghorn with that. And that's a sweet shooting little gun, too. I mean, I really like the accuracy. On that, the one antelope was 250 and the other one was 190, one shot, and they were both done. So it was, I like that 257 Weatherby. Really like it, except for the cost of the shells.
Yeah, Weatherby gets a little pricey on their shells.
Yep, they do. But, they do work. And, if you don't spend a lot of time sighting them in and plinking with them, you'll do all right.
A lot of fun, isn't it, Alan?
It is a lot of fun, man. You gotta enjoy it. Yes, sir.
So. All right, Alan. Nice talking to you.
All right, John. Well, have a good day on your pheasant shoot. Be careful out there and make sure. Well, I'm sure that young man is very safe with his firearm, just like my grandson is. So
he's learning. He's probably up now. We're not going to go to 1 o'clock.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks, John. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. The Linex protection can now come to you. If you live on a farm, maybe you have a job site, maybe your work or your business or even your home, the Linex mobile unit can come to you and apply the correct Linex commercial, industrial, or consumer coating to whatever you need protected. That would be your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Check out all the applications on their website, which is baylinex.com. Protect your investment in your pickup truck, too, like I did with a spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bedliner or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating from Bay Linex. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or you can visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. Give him a call, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, more than just bedliners. Hey, you know what? I talked to you about earlier about Allen & Marshall Auctions. Proud to present the 6th annual, this is a great event too, Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction and Sale on Friday night, February 3rd, and now been extended to Saturday, February 4th because of the huge influx of firearms. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. Over 400 quality firearms plus four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, and ammunition to be auctioned during this two-day event. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum, no reserve. If you've never bought at auction before, now is the time. You won't want to miss this incredible auction event. Friday night, February 3rd, Saturday, February 4th. For more information, here's that number. Write this down, 410 855-835-0384, or you can visit AMAuctions with an S.com. That's AMAuctions.com. That phone number again, 410-835-0384, AMAuctions with an S.com. Friday night, February 3rd, Saturday, February 4th, Allen & Marshall Auctions at their location is 8000 Esham Road, E-S-H-A-M, if you want to put that in your GPS. That's in Parsonburg, Maryland, just outside Salisbury. We'll see you at the auction. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's three big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 27th through the 29th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See nearly 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 3 to 9 p.m. Friday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org. For more info. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Johnny Cash, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd like to hear from you. We still have tickets available there, Pat. Okay, we got tickets available for both the Harrisburg show, if you'd like to have a set, a pair of those are good tickets. And also for the NRA show in Frederick, Maryland, we'll be glad to give those out to a couple of our listeners. If you give us a call, we'll be more than glad to send those out to you. And don't worry if you've asked for tickets before, they're on their way to you. Don't despair. We got plenty of time and we'll get those tickets to you. That's for sure. So, yes, indeed. Let's see. Well, no email, which is okay. That's fine. We got plenty of time for that. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com if you want to communicate with me through the week. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard on the show or ask me any questions, you'll be glad to answer those for you or try to. Photos of your successful hunt, your kids, your grandkids, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your wife or your girlfriend. If you've taken a game animal in any way with a muzzleloader, a firearm, a shotgun, a rifle, a bow and arrow, a crossbow. Send those pictures to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We don't know if we'll get them in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, but we'll keep them and we'll have them on hand to put out there. I'll tell you what, we got some great stories and some great pictures coming up in the next issue, which will be out first week of February, in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you're curious about the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, go to that website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can bookmark it because you'll want to go back. Once you go and explore the links page, you can see the weather, you can see the sunrise and sunset table, you can see the moon phase for the day. You can see the tide finder for any location in Maryland that will help you if you're, you know, want to know when the tides are. And it's all there on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly page. You can read the entire magazine online. You can download it if you want to download 76 color pictures. It might take you 2 hours and 15 minutes, but you can if you want to. You can actually read the magazine online and get the benefits of it that way. There's a direct link to our major advertisers right on the homepage. We even got a bloopers page on there as well. You know, stuff we've missed, mistakes we've made, and, you know, nobody's perfect. We do make occasional mistakes, not many, but a few, and they're on there too. So MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can communicate with me through that. We do not offer a subscription to the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you do happen to write me, well, I'll just ask you where you live, or just make sure you send us where you live, and we'll tell you a couple locations in the area of how to get the magazine. Most of the major sporting goods stores, the local taxidermist, meat shop, you know, farm store, that type of thing, they'll have them for you. Our advertisers are the ones that distribute the magazines for us, and we have 150 locations around Maryland where we do that. It's called the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's absolutely free. The last issue, the winter issue, we're coming to the end of here, the end of January. It's a November, December, January issue. And then the next one's February, March, April. The fun after that's May, June, July. And, of course, oh, the advertising information is online, too. So you can actually download a rate card if you have a business that's oriented towards, well, any consumer. It really doesn't matter what your business is. You can advertise there. We don't discriminate. The rates are very inexpensive. And you can download that, give me a call, you know, send me an email, and we'll take care of that for you, too. So there you go. It's pretty simple. To get in touch with me here on the radio show, ellisoutdoors.com is the website for the radio show, ellisoutdoors.com. Now, that website lists most of our sponsors, has a direct link right there on the homepage, Bob Davidson Ford and, you know, Bayline X and WW Tire and Auto and all the sponsors. You can click right on there and go right to their websites. There's some pictures of me on there from back, you know, a couple years ago. There's my antelope's on there. My grandson's Jacob's deer is on there too. If you want to see what Jake looks like and read that, that's fine. My bio's on there. Don't have the rate information on there. You have to call me on that or email me on that, so we can do that. So that's it. I mean, it's a shameless self-promotion time, and hey, we don't have any phone calls, so why not, right? Right? Is that what you say? Shamelessly self-promote all you want? Well, you know, I mean, it's, look, everything I do for our listeners or our readers. You know, I mean, yeah, I like to hunt, I like to fish, I like to tell you about it. No question about that. But what I try to do here is put out information, not only on the radio show, but in the magazine, that is useful to people, that they can put to good use. Whether it's a warning about being safe, whether it's maybe it's a comment or an opinion about ethics, but or maybe it's just a good story. You know, I want to tell a good story, and I want to be able to entertain, educate, and inform. And that's what we try to do here. We try to inform, try to educate, and we try to entertain a little bit, too. We try to make it laughable. Yes. So I told my producers here earlier, I said I was thinking about things. I heard a cute joke, too, and I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you that, too. But I was thinking about how is the Obamacare going to create jobs? I mean, you know, it's a killer. It's a job killer. And if you really look at it and you see what's going on in the business world preparing for it, if you talk to your doctor, that's all you have to do. Talk to your doctor And you will understand what I'm talking about. But I think it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. Seriously, we will all be working in the Soylent Green factories. And if you're old enough to understand that, you'll probably think it's pretty funny. Yes. A little six-year-old girl was asked, what do you know about President's Day? She said that's when the president comes out of the White House, and if he sees his shadow, there'll be six more months of unemployment. Let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, you know, this isn't hunting. This is fishing. I was just watching, it was fairly new, a documentary on the Amazon River.
Yeah.
I discovered about another, 15 species of fish.
I'm surprised that there's actually undiscovered species in our world.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that, you know, and they said that the river actually, at times, goes way out into the, you know, it spreads like 13 miles out into the forest, and you got fish in trees.
Really?
Yeah, underneath and everything.
Oh,
I was going to go on a trip one time because I scuba dive and all, but I don't think I could take the bugs and the climate down there.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was kind of, your friend Charles would probably know more about it.
Oh, he probably would. Yeah, he probably would.
A big supply of the world's water is down there.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to see you this morning? Sandy Point at the Polar Bear Plunge?
No, sir. No, sir.
Wait, big outdoorsman, you know. I thought maybe you'd be down there.
Yeah, no, you might find me in the Arctic hunting a polar bear one time if it was legal, but you're not going to get me walking out in that bay in my bathing suit. No.
It's like an idiot. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people do that. It's a good cause and everything else, and that's fine. God bless them. I mean, I hope they raise a lot of money.
I saw in the paper that they're turning it into a big carnival.
Well, yeah, of course. Anything that starts out good, you know, eventually evolves into something and then just crashes. So,
yeah.
You know, so.
I was watching about a polar bear hunt. There's a guy that actually, he's a guide.
Yeah.
He also tracks, like, female polar bears and everything and all and keeps track of them. And when he takes people hunting, he makes sure that they shoot a male bear, not a female.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good practice, that's for sure.
Because
yeah.
Over in Europe, they said, Europe's decimated. They just decimate everything.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And people don't realize you can't. A friend of mine was going to go to Germany and all, and there was a lady I know, and she tried to tell me, you just can't go out and hunt or fish like we do here.
Nope. You're right.
It's the hierarchy.
It is a hierarchy, and you have to be invited to participate in some of those European hunts, and you have to go through the local guys. They've got to go through an extensive training course, and you know, there's a lot to it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And
another thing too, they discovered another. I was watching. They discovered another, not same subject, but on the Amazon. They discovered another tribe that they didn't know existed, and these people have no communication with the outside world and don't want any. Maybe that's the way.
You know what, buddy? I wish I was them. Some days, you know, email, cell phone, you name it, buddy. That's probably a good way to go, to be honest with you.
Cell phones are not being used as phones anymore. That's what's tying up all the networks. I don't know who you have, but every now and then on mine, especially when it says emergency only, I'm at the house.
Yeah.
And they said everybody's, because I call in some stores part-time and all, and everybody's using them for everything but a phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, there it is. It's information access right there in your hand. And look at the apps out there. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of applications, you know.
If you want to
find out where the restrooms are in JCPenney's, you don't ask anybody anymore. You look on your phone and you press an app for, you know, for public restrooms or restrooms in retail stores. There's an app for that, I guess. And you could.
Years ago.
You know, I mean.
A few years ago, it didn't cost me, but went on a rockfish trip out of Solomon's.
Yeah.
And the guy had a television going with when he went to Virginia in December, which I wouldn't do, and then they got cell phones going. I couldn't wait to get the hell off the boat.
I know it. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, buddy. When I go out, you know, I do carry my cell phone with me, and I do communicate. I do communicate. But, when I'm hunting or fishing, it's off. It's, you know, forget it.
So you need it.
Exactly, and that's why it's there. So.
Yeah. Hey, you have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Here.
All right, Andy. Take care. Go. Hey, Andy. Oh, he left. Okay. Polar bear plunge. Well, let me tell you about our friends at Tochterman's. That's right. I don't know if they're full today or not, but you can certainly try. They open up at 9 o'clock, and you can check and see if they have any space left for the fly fishing class starts today, next Saturday, and then on the 4th. It runs from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's only an hour and a half, 90 minutes. It's the introduction to fly fishing. You learn about the tools. You learn about the materials. And you wonder, you know, you learn how to tie a fly. And it's very, very, very basic, very interesting. And if you miss it and you want to go rather than on Saturday, if you want to go during the week, you can sign up for the classes on Wednesday nights. Starts the 25th. That's this coming Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. Then it continues on the 1st and the 8th. Introductory fly tying classes at Tochterman's. Now, look, that also gives you an opportunity to check out the new lure building room. If you are into building your own jigs and your own lures and that type of thing, they've got the giant selection of molds. I've never seen more molds like this. I mean, it's incredible the amount of molds for pouring lead heads and that type of thing that they have. They've got a giant selection of jig hooks to fit all those molds and all the supplies that go along with it. And you can also check out the new tackle, all the high-tech tackle, the high-end stuff from Shimano and from Daiwa and those types of things. The reels are just unbelievable. I mean, there's magnetic oil in the some of the Daiwa reels. The magnetic oil. What that means is the oil sticks to the steel parts inside the reel all the time. So the reel is perpetually smooth. It's unbelievable. Magnetic oil. Get Tony to demonstrate that. Where is this place? Tochterman's, all fishing all the time. 1,000 rods on display. 700 fishing reels on display. Tackle for everything you could need, want, or imagine. All fishing all the time. It's 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. Just 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. You can call them at 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Learn from over 30 of the top outdoor experts in the industry today. Enjoy more fun family activities, including Raptors Up Close, the Kids Trout Pond, Chris Brackett Archery Trick Shooting, and many more. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, here we go. Let's talk to Don. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
Got another question for you, though.
All right.
Several years ago, I bought a barrel for that converts a Ruger 10/22 to a 17 caliber.
Right.
However, it's not an HMR. It's a neck down 22 long rifle.
Okay.
And there's only one company that I know of that makes the cartridges for it, and it was a Mexican company called Aguila or Aquila, I believe it's pronounced. But I'm having difficulty finding the rounds anymore.
So it's not an HMR, huh?
No, it's a neck down 22 long rifle.
It's not. It's not a 17 Remington. That's a center fire, isn't it? Let's see.
I believe it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a rimfire cartridge.
Rimfire. Oh, boy. Where do you find it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, matter of fact, it feeds right out of the 10/22 magazine.
Right. Hmm. And Ruger can't help you?
Well, the company that makes the cartridges, they made the barrel as well.
Right. Let me see here. I am looking. I just Googled 17 caliber rimfire. 17 caliber at maxpw.com. Maxpw.com. You can write that down.
Max P.
Max, M-A-C-K, M-A-C-K-S-P-W.com.
Okay.
Let me click on it here and see if I can help you with that. 17 caliber rimfire ammunition. And it may be one of those. Well, it's 17 HMR, 17 Silver Max. 17 HMR. See, that's the problem.
That's the problem I'm running into. I've got two bricks of the cartridges, and I'm
right.
a little hesitant about plinking with them or anything else because you know there may not be any more.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. It's very interesting because you know if you do rimfire, you'd think that. Wait a minute. The new Hornaday Magnum rimfire in Ruger. Hornaday's new 17 Hornaday Magnum rimfire cartridge based on the 22 Magnum.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, it's 22 long rifle.
22 long rifle. Well, right. I'll tell you, all I can tell you is try to Google it a little bit, and I'll keep my eye out for some of that. I'll tell you who might know, who's my go-to expert, it would be Clyde Sports Shop, number one. But
yeah, I've been down to Clyde's a couple of times.
No luck?
Matter of fact, I just bought a Mark III down there.
Hey, look, we're running out of time, but listen, no luck at Clyde's?
Uh-huh.
No luck at Clyde's?
No luck at Clyde's.
All right, give Arundel Firearms and Pawn a call right there in Glen Burnie.
Okay.
And make sure you talk to Phil. He's the owner.
Okay.
The guy knows more about guns than he's forgot more than I will ever know. So, all right?
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Don. Right, appreciate bye-bye. It. Bye-bye. All right, that brings us to the end, folks. All I can say is get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's